Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Are you friends with your work colleagues? Over the years, have you formed lifelong friendships through work that you actually keep in touch with people, even if you leave that particular business? According to research today, women are more likely to make better friends at work than their male counterparts. So just why is that? The career psychologist and author of the best-selling book Total Reset, Sinead Brady, is with me on the programme today. Should we have a work bestie, Sinead?
Well, all the research tells us, Andrea, that actually it is a really important part of the role for many people. And actually, there's a piece of recent research out that says 57% of people would take a job paying 10% below market value for close friendships.
Really? They'd take less money just to have a pal in work.
So it's the social connection. And this is the really interesting part. It's the bit that helps you to carry the emotional and the cognitive load at work. So those friendships are absolutely essential in the workplace. It doesn't mean that organisations or employers should kind of look at this number and go, okay, so they've got friendships. This is, a game changer. But it's telling us how important that social connection is. And that social connection, the really interesting part of that is that social connection over time stays consistent across. So when people leave workplaces, when they maintain those friendships, their career progression develops dependent on that, because they have people in organisations where they can have referrals, where they can move, and where people trust and know their work. So it's a very interesting one.
So when you talk about having friendships in work, how many friends do you need in the workplace then?
So that's a really interesting thing as well. Like, we shouldn't confuse friendliness with friendship, because sometimes we can be kind of, perhaps very trusting of people. We see the best intentions in everybody. And then suddenly that person or that individual perhaps uses the friendship or the information that they've gained as a result of the friendship in a way that you don't like. So we're talking about where it's kind of really based on work. It's about helping each other through the cognitive load, through the emotional support of what you need in the workplace.
Yeah.
So it's not about the quantity, it's about the quality of people that you have connection with, that are supportive of you, that help you to understand cross-functional, maybe politics within the workplace, that help you to network better, that help you to see opportunity. And the really interesting part is where they sponsor you. And that means where they will put their connection with you behind you in a room where you don't happen to be sitting. So they'll be the person.
They're the person who advocates for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Like, I actually totally agree with this, but it's funny. I wouldn't have thought that the research would say that you should go into a place of work to make friends. That if it happens, great, it's a bonus. But I wouldn't have thought.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't have thought the office is a kind of a playground that you should kind of, go in there with the view to making pals.
No, and the research isn't saying that. It's just saying how important it actually is, and where there are friendships that are providing this kind of stability and support for you, it is actually something that will keep you in a role. It doesn't mean that you go into the role to make friends. The research doesn't say that. But it is where it will keep you in a role.
My colleague, 98FM producer Russell Alford, is with us here, Sinead, in studio as well. Do you have a work friend?
Sorry, I'm like, colleague, not friend.
Colleague,
how dare
friend.
You? I love the distinction. Have I got... Yes, so it's interesting because obviously working in the media, you cross paths over different years.
Yeah.
And the strongest friendships I have are within this building are from people who I have connections with, in the most part, from before I worked with them here. So I would have worked with them at other radio stations or in other projects over time. But I guess that long-termness makes them, in my mind, the closest friends I have, the ones that maybe I trust more, confined in, but then the ones I work closest with then become more trustworthy and more closer to me.
Are they friends outside of work?
Yeah.
That's the test, isn't it?
Yeah.
Are they the people that you'd meet up with on a Saturday night?
Yeah, easily. They'd be the type of people that if you're in town that you'd go, oh, I see you're in town. Do you want to go for a drink or anything like that as well? I'm fascinated by the 10% less thing, because in a workplace, if we were all being paid 10% less, at least you have a friend to complain about the 10% less pay. Again, I'm bearing in mind I am in the building where I work saying this. But it's fascinating because obviously I am a man, and I'm also a gay man as well, and I gravitate towards women. But equally, women gravitate towards me when it comes to friendships in the workplace. I worked many years, about 6 or 7 years working in retail, coming out of college and everything. And in those positions, the women were my closest friends in there. And likewise, in that, and many of them I still would be in contact with over the years. The men, I find men don't talk between departments. They stick within their kind of own area. Maybe I'm just trying to look around different offices, looking at different friends, family and different things. Men, I feel, or at least what I notice, they stick within their departments. So they become really close friends with a lot of them. They might have one or two little links out where necessary. Whereas women by nature are more sociable. You know, a lot more crack as well.
Well, this survey we're talking about, or this research that's been published by the European and US academics in the Social Networks Journal, I mentioned that as well, Sinead, that they say women are more likely to make better friends at work than their male counterparts. Why is that?
So, and interestingly, that particular piece of research is looking at people very early in their career. So they're looking at people between 18 and 25. So they're just in the very early stages of their career. And that tends to be, I suppose, for many of us, the season in which, and right back to the point that was just made, like the season in which we do tend to make more friendships, we perhaps tend to be going out a bit more. There tends to be more of a social life attached to work, perhaps. But yeah, so friendships do form in work. And actually, it is true that friendships do tend to be siloed based on subject matter knowledge. So people tend to become friends with people who are within the same subject matter area as them. But where a role is cross-functional or where ties need to be connected across time, that's a really interesting part, because that actually is where your network broadens and widens and becomes a place and a space that you can have that connection so that you can build your career over time. So it's the whole friendship piece is really, really interesting. There is a gender element to it. And I suppose we call it a friendship in work when we speak about women's careers, typically. But when we talk about men's careers and this friendships forming, we call it networking. So it's quite interesting that we phrase it differently.
Yeah, there's a distinction.
There's a distinction. So there's an awful lot of gender issues that come up around this.
Yeah, that's funny, because the listener here tells us that, you know, I was always told that from a professional perspective, you should keep your work and your private life separate. But probably when I think myself, as Russell said, you know, the people that you're maybe friendly with in your work environment, they probably are those people you met, Sinead, at the very early start of your career.
It tends to be, and I suppose when we all look back, it tends to be those people that we met kind of in those graduate days, for those of us that went to college or did apprenticeships together or trained together or whatever it is. They tend to be the strongest kind of connectors that we have. And we do kind of, I suppose, remain friendly with other people within our office, and friendships can develop over time. But that friendship base, and particularly this one that they're talking about, is in that early career stage, 18 to 25 is specifically what they look at across the course of 10 months of a graduate program. So, and I think for most of us that have been through graduate programs or have been through the corporate world or have been through those early years in our career, it does tend to be, we look back, oh, actually, that is when I met a lot of my core friends that have continued and existed into adulthood.
Have you a work colleague, friend that will help you bury the body? If required.
Oh, absolutely. And may have in the past as well.
Really?
Right. Yes, potentially. No, I have a handful who would be very, very, very close to in that kind of way. That would be, you
friendly
know,
or good friends?
Great friends. Yeah, definitely. As in, like, would talk after work regularly, meet up with, invite to various, like, you know, parties and different things.
Yeah,
you know,
the
solid.
People, the people you'd have at your wedding kind
absolutely,
of people.
Absolutely, and they have the invites and everything.
Yeah.
But the interesting point about the age of this particular study is fascinating, because it is at a time when you're in a graduate program, you're new to a business, you are in a group of people who are all in a similar kind of boat to you, but the second you leave and want to become more ambitious than the rest of them, that's probably where the perception changes, where ambition and climbing a ladder potentially starts to change things.
I think it's so important to have a work friend.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Yeah. You spend most of your day here.
Yeah. And also, if you're not happy in a work environment, like if you don't have a good friendship base with people, I think you're more likely to leave.
Exactly. And if you are working in an environment, like we're very lucky, I think, you know, media is a fantastic environment. It's a very social environment
very social,
as well. And it enables us to be like that. But if you, you know, there's people who are perfectly happy to, you know, get the opportunity to work from home most of the week because they don't want to have those friendships. They just want to get on with their work and get paid. And that's wonderful. But then there's other people who thrive from the social aspect and love the gossip and love the interactions.
And all that goes with it. Sinead Brady, career psychologist and author of the best-selling book Total Reset, and my work friend, 98FM producer Russell Alford. Russell, thanks a million for joining us here on the programme.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.